Well, that narrow strip has always belonged to the state highway into the city.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know exactly what you would call it.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, what do you call a ditch on the side of a graded road in level country?
Well, we call them ditches in this part of the country.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a worthless dog, just one that doesn't do anything, just hangs around and eats but doesn't do any work?
Well, he's just a cord. He may be a yard dog and he may take a heap of it.
Yes, sir. Well, if it was one that just came up and if you had some dogs you liked, some yard dogs, and this one just came up and ate your dog's food, but you had to run him off all the time, didn't do anything, just sort of wild, what would you call that kind of dog?
Well, I call him a stray dog.
Yes, sir. And what name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
Well, they're quicker.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this, and children like to have it to maybe play with it, break it?
Well, that's a pulley bone.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the second growth of hay or clover? Like the first growth might have been cut, and now it's grown back again.
Well, in cotton, you call it top crop.
Yes, sir. Would you have a name for it in hay, or have you ever cut hay?
Well, they always call it the second cutting around here.
Yes, sir. And what do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Call it cornbread.
And do you know any other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Anything else that you make out of cornmeal?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they make corn sticks out of them. They make a lot of kind of bread out of cornmeal.
Do you know any kind that might be made and you fried in deep fat?
That was hush puppies.
Yes, sir. And there's a kind you might boil with greens.
Well, they call them I like the old name of it. I may think that's right there.
All right. Do you know how they're made, those things?
Yeah, you just mix up the cornbread like you're gonna make regular cornbread.
Yes, sir.
And you dip up a spoonful of it and put it in the pot with the turnips.
Yes, sir.
And it cooks.
Maybe later on you'll think of the name of it.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, what do you call the cornbread that you might cook in the ashes of a fire? Have you ever heard of that, any kind like that?
No, I'd come up in your part of the country.
Yes, sir. what do you call a soft cornbread that's made and that is served in a bowl with a spoon?
Oh, you're talking about grits now.
Yes, sir. All right, well, this is something that's made just like cornbread. You might put a lot of more milk or eggs in it, and it's real soft, and you have to eat it with a spoon. You ever seen anything like that?
No, I ain't never seen nothing like that.
What do you call bread that's made in loaves and made with white flour?
That's light bread.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a round, flat pastry? It's about that big. It has a hole in the middle, and it's made with baking powder. Do you know what that would be?
Well, they have a donut.
Yes, sir. Do you know if it's made with baking powder or yeast, or do you know anything about that?
No, I don't know about that.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the round, flat cakes that you make with white flour, and you cook them in a grease skillet, and you eat them with syrup?
Pancakes.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the meat from the side of a hog, and it's salted, not smoked?
Meat.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the pressed kind of meatloaf made from hog jowl and the hog's head and so forth?
They call that souse meat.
And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? You might bite in, hurt your teeth.
That's
on
a seed.
Yes, sir. Would you say that again?
Seed.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a peach that the meat sticks to the seed in it?